Hey, this is Stacy from the Soul Podcast. Today I got a really meaty topic for you. This is a good one. Insecurity. We all have insecurity. If you think you don't, think again. You probably do. Only a very, very small portion of the population don't. We all have them, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing that we do because it helps us in a lot of different ways. For instance, if you are in a social environment and people are talking, it helps you pick up on cues about people. You know, am I saying something that might be offensive? Are they saying something they're trying to tell me something about myself? It's a very subtle thing. That's where insecurities, the basis of them is. Now, you can get into deeper insecurities, things that are that work against your ability to be fully functional. And when we think of insecurities, we think of bigger things. Maybe judgments we have about our appearance. That's an insecurity. The way people see us in terms of whether they like us or don't like us. The need to be accepted is very much a human trait. So insecurity can grow around those things. And then there can be much, much bigger, really debilitating insecurities that keep some people like housebound. But what we're talking about today is the insecurities that we can lean into and find value in. You see, as it turns out, insecurities are this beautiful, valuable source for personal and spiritual growth, if you're aware of them. And you're willing to accept that you have them. I love to find my insecurities because my discomforts are where all my growth happens. It's never been once that growth didn't come from discomfort. If you can find your insecurities, you'll find that there's only three things that you can do with them. If you have an insecurity, you will either stuff it, meaning you hide it, ignore it, act like it's not there. Two would be to fake it. You have an insecurity about something about yourself and you act like it's not an insecurity, you're doing that to try to hide the fact that it's an insecurity. It doesn't change the fact that it's still there. And neither of those two resolves the insecurity issue. It just helps you hide from it or fake it or really ultimately deny it. The third thing you can do is lean into it. And when you lean into it, it's like this wall insecurity and you're going towards it. And most of the time, and push it right over because it's not really there. It's a wall that's in here. It's a wall that you constructed. Your insecurity is internal, not external. So when you go after it, you can knock it down. I'll give you an example of what I mean. When I was a young boy, I grew up fairly poor. About half my childhood, my family was on welfare or some other sort of public assistance. I had a lot of insecurity about that. And I had a brother who was severely autistic, and it made it hard for my mother to work. I had a little bit of insecurity about that too, because there was some judgment from people about, oh, what's wrong with your brother? You know, that kind of thing. Years went by, and I just stuffed that. And in fact, it changed the way I behaved, because when I had money, I was incredibly generous with my money. So I didn't want anyone to think I was poor, you know. So that was me faking it. I was stuffing a little bit of it, and I was faking it. I was stuffing it by not talking about it. Acting like it's not there, and I was faking it by being overly generous with my money so that no one would think I was poor. Of course, I wasn't. You know, I grew up without money, but it didn't mean that I personally was poor by the time I was an adult. Now, by the time I got to college, I was in a fraternity. Go Delta Tau Delta, Chapman University. But one of the reason I bring that up is because after we chartered, we had a weekend away thing, and we all went away, and did a camp out, and one of the exercises we did was to share something deeply personal. This is a bonding thing we did as brothers to better understand each other and just show some vulnerability. And so I dug deep and I picked something that was very uncomfortable for me, and that was the fact that I'd grown up poor. Now, I was at a school that had kids whose parents were fairly well-to-do for the most part. Almost all my fraternity brothers were upper middle class or higher. So to stand there around this fire and say, yeah, you know, this is a deep insecurity for me. I grew up poor. It was really uncomfortable to do. And it didn't mean a damn thing to them. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. None of them cared. It's not that they didn't care that it was a problem for me. It's just that that's not who I am. To them, I'm just this man in front of them. It was beautiful. And at that moment that I leaned into that, having never spoken that for decades of my life, the wall fell over. The wall fell over. And here I am. I'm not a poor kid. But if I hadn't stood up and said it out loud, it would have always been there. It was uncomfortable to do, but I'm glad I did it. And it was a really important lesson in leaning into insecurities. So today I want to do this thing. I want to do a little exercise with you. I want you to think of some insecurities, okay? Grab a pen, paper, write down three insecurities, three things that you're uncomfortable with. It could be anything at all. It could be the way you look, the way you sound, anything. Pick anything at all. Growing up poor, right? The judgment of others. Like I mentioned, I had an autistic brother that I had this fear of judgment about. Pick anything. Then of those three, pick one of them. The one you feel is the lowest hanging fruit, the one that's most approachable. And find a way to lean into it. Find a way to challenge it. Find a way to say it out loud. Say it out loud to someone. Tell someone about it. If it's an insecurity, you know, if you dislike something about your personal appearance, say, you know, I've never really liked this about me, but you know what? It's part of me and I'm okay with it. I'm a good person. That's all that matters. What's in here? It's who I am. It's who I know I am. I'm not this part of me. As an alternate to this, I'll also make this recommendation. If you have a spiritual growth partner, a close friend, a trusted ally, talk to that person. Have them come over or set up a time to hang out together one-on-one. If you have more than one, that's even better. But you can take turns sharing your insecurities out loud with somebody who is a trusted friend. It'll knock those walls over and it'll free you in ways you can't possibly imagine. This is a powerful exercise. Push that wall and watch it fall over. I want to end with a quote from Epictetus. Epictetus said this: if anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you, but answer, he was ignorant of my other faults, else he would have not have mentioned that one alone. Embrace your imperfections. None of us are perfect, and we're all insecure. And you know what? It's all right.
Thank you for listening to The Soul Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, learned something new, or were just entertained, please tell your friends about the show and hit that follow button. This is the best way for other people to find the show. Check the show notes for links to supporting information as well as any books or other reading material related to this episode. I love making The Soul Podcast. My goal is to bring you more shows each season. If the show's spoken to you and you feel called to, please join our list of producers. You can become a producer for as little as $3 a month, and each of you helps me get one step closer to making The Soul Podcast my full-time job. You can find a producer link in the show notes.